Dex, Barbie T. It's 95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It is time to get into our ghosted. Jake has reached out to us. Welcome to the show, Jake. Hey. Dating app gone wrong.
Yeah, we matched on a dating app right from the jump. Conversations were amazing. It was natural back and forth. We really talked about everything. Honestly, it really felt like we clicked.
This is before you guys even went out on a date?
Right. Well, we were supposed to go out last weekend. Plans were set. And then just silence. No cancellation text. No, hey, I'm not feeling it. Just nothing. Straight up. Vanished. Like, you know, I was some telemarketer or something.
She's trying to...
So I don't get it. You know, if she wasn't into me, why even keep the conversation going for weeks? If I said something wrong, tell me what I did. So I need to find out.
So you're saying that you guys have been talking for a couple of weeks. So this isn't just like, oh, we just matched and let's go out on a date. Like,
you built it was some type of like, you know, relationship somewhat.
Yeah.
A little while.
Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I don't know about a relationship, but certainly enough. Like, I felt like I knew enough about her that, you know, we could just kind of text about whatever.
You didn't text about politics or anything.
Oh, that'll do it.
No, I know better than that.
Just checking. All right, well, here's what we'll do. We're going to go ahead and reach out to Callie, and we'll try to get you some answers, okay?
Cool. I appreciate it.
Please, hang on. We're going to see what's going on with this whole situation.
Jeez, ghosted before the date?
Yeah, that's a little intense. We'll go ahead and get into this coming up. Just about two songs away. Well, you know what? Now that I think about it, it's so much easier that way. You don't have anything invested.
True.
I can see a lot of people doing that.
Yeah.
Give us just a little bit. We'll get her on the phone, and hopefully we can get some answers. Dex, Barbie T, 95.1 WAPE. Dex, Barbie T, 95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. Here's what we know. Man, this guy got ghosted before he even went on a date.
Right, and they were talking for a few weeks, and he felt like they had, you know, solid information about each other where they could just talk about anything.
They were in deep conversations, so they connected, at least on the dating app, and then when they were supposed to go on that date, he got ghosted. And he's wanting to know why. And that's why we called you, Callie. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on here. So, you know, we don't get this too often. You ghosted the guy before you guys went on a date. What happened?
I mean, I feel like, you know, any woman you ask will say the same thing. It's a major red flag when a guy starts talking about the bedroom stuff before we've even actually gone on our first date. You know, like sexting, and I've never even met him in person.
When you say sexting, does that include, are you talking like pictures? Like he's sending you pics?
We were essentially like having a good time talking, and then all of a sudden he just like started casually slipping in questions like, what kind of underwear do you usually wear? And what's your favorite position? And like, I haven't had a drink with you yet, and you're trying to run a Victoria's Secret survey. My initial reaction is, are you serious? Like, you don't know my middle name, and you're acting like we're doing a Cosmo magazine quiz together.
Oh, I used to love those.
For girl talk.
Yeah.
Right?
They're fun when you like do it with your friends, but like when a guy starts asking those questions, it screams you're not looking for a relationship, you're looking for a hookup. That's not what I'm here for. You were giving major walking red flag energy, and I wanted out immediately from that.
You were the one who started talking about crazy hookups. You told me about some dude you hooked up with in an airport bathroom. You literally said, I've had some wild experiences, quote. So excuse me for thinking the door was open to that sort of conversation. I was really just following your lead.
You asked her what kind of panties she had on. That's, like, not part of the conversation.
I mean, some of the things that she was saying sort of were in that walk. It wasn't me just bringing those things up randomly. Feels like a kind of a double standard here when she starts talking about inappropriate things and then I follow suit. I don't understand. Didn't make any sense.
That does not mean I was trying to send you a personal invite to my bedroom. Like, there is a huge difference between sharing past experiences and some guy I barely know trying to get a real-time freaky wish list.
Well, I'm sorry. But I will say, though, I mean, like, you actually started the conversation down that path. I don't know a lot of people that I haven't met that all of a sudden I know that they got freaky in a bathroom stall at JAX.
But at the same time, if they're talking about, like, your craziest encounter from like an app or whatever. That's just talking about that. Like that
that's different, but she's talking about the craziest hookups.
Okay, that's cool. Crazy hookups in the past, but like he's asking her, hey, what kind of panties you got on? Like,
yeah, that was a little weird.
That's not like that's creepy.
Yeah, it was like a major jump from, you know, going from like, oh, that's a wild story to, so what turns you on? Like, I'm disgusting. You don't know me yet, and you're out here typing like a dollar store romance novel. Like, you know, at least try to be subtle.
You literally told me about hooking up with a bartender behind the bar during his shift. And I ask a question and suddenly I'm a pervert.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm having a hard time with this because I get what you're saying, Callie. But at the same time, like, so you hooked up with a guy behind the bar and he was a bartender and you hooked up while people were there during the shift.
Yeah, but like I wasn't like going into like crazy sort of details like. And the response that I received was not flirty. Like, that was getting unhinged. You just proved my point. You weren't interested in me. You were interested in what you could get from me. And if I had any doubts before, your lame defenses just sealed the deal. So thank you for clearing that up for me.
You're willing to bring up stuff like that. And, yeah, you don't have to give me details about hooking up with this dude. But I'm an adult, and I've hooked up with people before, and I know what happens. You're talking about this scenario that is like your penchant for having fun, wild, sexy times, and I was just matching energy. It wasn't me trying to put that on you or put that on us. I was just matching your energy.
Well, Callie, so you're pretty much done at this point. You don't want anything to do with him.
Yeah, I'm out.
You know what? Thanks for showing me who you are right away.
Okay.
And so,
questions. What are your thoughts whenever it comes to that? Because I think he just wasn't smooth about it. You know what I mean? Like, because she did open up, like, she started talking about, like, those kinds of things. Like, dang, that's pretty.
Yeah,
I don't even want to hear that.
But there's a way you could talk about stuff. Like, you can have those adult conversations without turning it into, like, a creep session.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I just
sure.
feel like he kind of just took that and used that as a moment to be like, all right, well, what you wearing right now, girl?
Yeah.
Ooh la
right.
la.
Yeah. yeah. But you got to be careful. And guys, this is a big thing. That is a red flag. You can't, because I agree with that part. You can't start going straight to that. That says one thing about you. And maybe I'm wrong. Your thoughts, have you dealt with this? If you're a girl this morning, maybe even if you're a guy. 833-685-9595. What are your thoughts whenever it comes to our ghosting? Is that a red flag? We'll go ahead and get to some of your calls. We'll be right back. Minute to Win It. That's going to be happening at 8:10.